from Appleton, Wisconsin. This is the Anderson Pens Podcast.
Welcome to Anderson Pens Podcast, episode 436 for Thursday, April 21st, 2022.
This week we have banter, news, updates, my ink of the week, a new Twisby in our hot little hands, something fun from Peter Popper Press, a contest winner, a new contest, plus new ink colors in cartridges from Pilot that are coming soon. Brian, you're on.
Hey, Eric.
Hey, Brian.
You know, last night I had a dream. I dreamt that I wrote The Lord of the Rings.
That's an interesting dream.
Yeah, I was Tolkien in my sleep.
Boo. I have a worse one for you. Why do bees have sticky hair?
Because?
Because they use honeycombs.
Oh.
Ho, 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 ho. Mr. Anderson, how are you?
Fantastic.
How was your Easter?
Good. Real good. Quiet.
Easter you spent here in Appleton.
Yes.
Sunday before that, however, you were in Chicago.
I was in Chicago for almost a week.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. And Lisa was here.
Yeah.
Everyone saw her. She was standing right there on the podcast. We did Sunday brunch together. I did watch it yesterday.
Yep.
How was Chicago?
Good. I did manage to break something again.
I hate asking, but, you know, it happens so often.
Our ultrasonic cleaner broke.
Oh, that's not good.
So it smoked and I yanked it out. So I'm going to get it fixed, but...
Did it do that all by itself or because you were trying to use it?
I was using it. I was cleaning some nibs and then all of a sudden I smelled a little something and there was smoke started coming up. So I just...
Correct me if I'm wrong. They're not supposed to make smoke.
No, they're not. That's
not even steam.
Not one of the features of an ultrasonic.
You haven't seen our location bumper, but I can see it from where I'm standing. Oh. It's Bagelicious right on the corner there. Bagelicious, where they serve, no surprise, bagels. Plus sandwiches, juice, and what they say, Java. This is one of Steph's favorite places.
Is it?
Yes. Okay. She cannot even have us talking about it without her wanting to go
there. They do make good, I've had good bagel sandwiches there.
I don't think I've ever had a bagel sandwich. I've had some sort of sandwich.
Yeah, now I'm hungry.
They have good sandwiches.
Yeah.
Way before my time, that corner where Bagelicious is, I'm told, was a Starbucks.
It used to be a Starbucks, yeah.
I just can't... It's a pity that it's no longer
happy
a Starbucks.
It's no longer a Starbucks.
They can't do a drive-through there. I'm imagining that's the only reason they closed down, because that was long before Starbucks closed some during COVID. Mm. But this was
years and years ago.
Things are heating up in Chicago at Anderson Penn Chicago.
Yes.
Last time you were here, we were talking about the two-day pen event for the nib tuning. But Lisa's added all kinds of stuff.
We've got a couple things, yep. Probably more than I know.
She added one on the podcast last week that I didn't know about, and now I'm adding one that she's since added. So in Chicago, Anderson Penn Chicago, on April 28th is the Esterbrook event with Carrie Yeager.
That's Thursday.
Now that's Thursday. You're going to be at the Penn
I will
show.
Not be there, yeah. I'll
so
be at
you,
the Penn show.
You won't be there.
Yep.
Which is a shame because he usually gets you to buy stuff.
He usually does, yeah.
He really does get you.
I am hoping I run into him at some point. But
well, I imagine he'll be at the show on Friday. So
I'm not sure. Not 100% sure.
He'll have Esterbrook, Montegrappa, Aurora, and Auto Hut, is my understanding. And then, of course, that's Thursday. We're going to skip Friday. And then on Saturday and Sunday, we have the two-day in-store nib customization and pen repair event with the Kennedys.
Yes.
For which you will be there.
I will be there, yep.
And then last week, Lisa said that on Monday, May 2nd, it will be a Coles of London event with Michael Hujara for Visconti and ST DuPont. And I said, oh, pity, Brian won't be there. And she said, oh, he's staying.
No, yeah, I'm gonna stay over for that.
That's when I learned you were staying an extra day.
Yeah. So that's kind of our normal thing. We do that every year after the Penn show. They're in town anyway. They're seeing some other accounts. So
yeah, it makes sense.
They're a cigar business.
That one will be on Monday, May 2nd from 1 p.m. to 5.
1 to 5,
1 to 5. So really, if you can't make it to the Chicago Penn show or you just don't want to go, you can just go to Anderson Penn.
Yep. I will have some vintage pens. The plan is to have vintage pens there on Saturday and Sunday and Monday when I'm there too. So I'll have some of our vintage Japanese pens. I have some interesting ballpoints and rollerballs, Parker 61s, And
this is at the Pen Show or at Anderson Penn?
This will be at Anderson Penn's. I may have them with me. And I'm working on a bunch of Esterbrooks too. So vintage Esterbrooks.
They're always popular.
Yes.
Speaking of vintage, it's not on this list, but we should mention that this Friday, which is tomorrow,
yes,
is the vintage mailer for this month. Usually it's the last Friday of the month, but you'll be out of town.
Yep.
So we're doing it tomorrow.
And whatever we don't sell, I'll take with me. So
makes sense. Speaking of tomorrow, Friday, which is April 22nd, it is Earth Day. Earth Day, an annual event held on April 22nd to demonstrate support for environmental protection. First held on April 22nd, 1970. Were you here?
I was not here.
Now includes a wide range of events coordinated globally by EarthDay.org. The official theme for 2022? Take a guess. I put you on the spot, didn't I?
Go green.
Invest in our planet.
Oh.
Go green. That's probably a good one. Have you been keeping track of YouTube? Because a lot's happening on YouTube.
I've been trying to. I just was watching some videos yesterday.
Have you? Last Friday, we posted Lisa's top five rebel pens.
Yes.
And I think she defined them as a rebel pen as any pen you wouldn't like. I think that's exactly
that's what terrible.
She said that in the video.
I know.
Yesterday, we posted your vintage mailer preview video.
Okay.
Last Sunday, I'm sure you watched that. You said you did. Anderson Penn Sunday Brunch Menu 3, which was with Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow, Friday, in addition, we're going to post Steph's top five green inks. I made that with her, so I know what they are already. And this coming Sunday is Anderson Penn's Sunday Brunch Menu 4, where Brian and I will discuss nail, hair, and skincare for men over 50. I used that on last Sunday brunch, thought I'd throw it in again. Just kidding. What we're really going to talk about is something important. It's coming up, the Chicago Pen Show. How to navigate a pen show. And I think that'll be interesting because I've been to many pen shows. And I can give my thoughts on how to navigate a pen show. And you've been to many pen shows. But you've been to a pen show as a vendor many, many times. And you might have different tips.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting this year going to Chicago and not being a vendor. So, I'm going to have to, I mean, it's been a long time. 10, 12 years probably since I've done that.
And I've never been a vendor at a pen show. So. Speaking of nothing important, I don't know if you know this, but every podcast I get at least three comments that say I'm being very selfish because I never let you announce my ink of the week. So this is your week. What is the name of my ink of the week?
Wow. Okay. Thank you to whomever that was.
You can do all of that.
Tasha Ukiyo-e Hokusai Fukaki Hanada.
Very good. Fukaki Hanada. And I call it an ocean blue.
That's pretty.
I think it's very,
very nice.
My notes say that it's a lovely ocean blue. It has some shading, no sheen. I called it easy on the eye and lovely to look at.
Yeah.
It's just pretty. Very pretty. Good flow, no feathering. A little bit of show through. I suppose that depends a lot on the paper.
Mm-hmm.
Cleanup was neither easy nor very difficult. I would give it a 7 out of 10, 10 being the hardest, most difficult to clean up. It took a couple of scrubbings, whereas recent inks have just practically washed themselves off.
Yeah.
This comes in a 40 milliliter bottle that I'll let you hold because the bottle comes in
all
of the boxes for this line are just gorgeous, and you can line them up and make paintings, pictures.
Yeah, each one. If you need two for each one to see the whole.
Just to have the boxes.
Whole Hokusai.
40 milliliter bottles, and of course we sell 3 milliliter samples. And those, I like square glass bottles that are heavy.
It's like a little mini version of the Sailor Cube.
Yeah, it's
not related at all. So not made by Sailor.
Not related at all.
Yep.
But a good ink. Excellent ink. I like it.
The rotation of the Earth really makes my day.
Brian.
Yes.
I'm going to describe a pen to you.
Okay.
And when you know what it is, you tell me what it is.
Great. Okay.
This is a piston filler.
Okay.
It has a clear barrel, white cap, a white section, and a white turning knob.
Mm-hmm.
All the trim is rose gold colored, including the nib. The rose gold colored steel nib comes in extra fine, fine, medium, broad, and a 1.1 stub.
Okay.
The cap has an inner liner that maintains a seal while the pen is not in use.
Oh, I know this one.
Go for it.
Delta.
Pre-sales began yesterday, Wednesday, April 20th.
Oh, the Twisby White Rose Gold 2.
Lisa and I talked about this last week, but we didn't have it in our hands.
Here it is.
And now we do. And it is...
It's pretty.
Amazingly pretty.
Yes.
Amazingly. Because you know I don't care for rose gold, but this really works.
This is nice. Well, the cap, I like the cap in the turning knob are smooth.
Yeah, he did it again. And
it's
like
really
I said,
pre-sale
started yesterday, but we're not shipping this yet.
Yeah, we can't ship till Friday.
Till tomorrow. Yeah. Piston filler, a good-looking pen. You don't see a lot of white pens.
No, and it's kind of, it is white, but it almost, with the rose gold, it almost looks kind of like a pearl. Ivory almost.
Yeah.
But I like that.
It's a winner.
Piston shaft. Nice, nice looking.
Now, pen. Lisa doesn't like it because it has a clear barrel.
She doesn't like any clear pens.
She doesn't like to see that she could fit more ink in there if she wanted to, whereas I like to do the lava thing. When I have ink in there.
It's just a big ink window. That's all it is.
It's a huge ink window. That's what I do. Does she not like ink windows? I'll have to ask her that. So they're here, and pre-sales are going on. We will ship as of tomorrow. If you've already purchased one, it's going to go out tomorrow. And what is one thing you know about me that I really like? Something I really like.
Silver trim. You like putting silicone on the nib units on Pelicans.
I like stencils.
Stencils.
I like stencils. And we have some new stencils from Peter Popper Press. And this is not just 5 stencils. This is not just 10.
These are all different.
These are all different. Yeah. There's 12 sheets with 300 different designs on them.
There's 300
I am taking the manufacturer's word.
Okay.
I didn't count them. I wonder if that counts as
I don't know.
15 right there.
No, but is that a little guy there with a mustache?
I think that's a rose.
Oh.
That's a rose.
Looks like a guy with a mustache.
Yeah. Very affordable. You can add flair and personality to your planner, bullet journal, or scrapbooking efforts with these stencils. Each package contains 12 plastic sheets with over 300 stencils that include special occasions, symbols, weather, letters, banners, and so much more. Each stencil sheet measures 4 by 7 inches, and the set of 12 comes in a plastic sleeve to keep them all together. This is a great gift for yourself or a friend.
Look at that. And there's 2 Google Plus.
Yeah, Google Plus. So there's 2, but one's larger than the other.
Yes.
And there's a clipboard, weekend. They have the digital numbers. Did you find those?
You had them, I think, on yours.
The 8 and the 8, so you can make any numbers.
You got all your letters.
I don't have the digital numbers, but I know they're here somewhere. Usually what I find difficult with stencils is that, I don't know why everyone's laughing at me. Did I say something funny? They're too small. Like,
okay.
You can't even get a pencil into them.
So you have to use like an extra fine nib or something.
These are not too small. These come in many different sizes. Yes, you can find some.
See, there's the digital numbers.
Oh, that's why they're laughing, because I do have them. and so I'm taking, I don't know why they gave you 2 weights, but they did. You can make any digit you want out of it. Anything else? You've got a lot of arrows over there.
There's a ton of arrows. Look at this. There's
big water drop here for Earth Day.
I still say that looks like an Italian guy for a pizza or something. But
wow. Our pizza company.
Yeah, there's little dog and cat prints. There's birds.
I've got numbers, planes, houses.
Suns.
Yeah. Now, see, I don't bullet journal, but I have seen displays of bullet journals, and these would come in very handy.
Mm-hmm. It's a ridiculous price. And props to Amanda for finding these.
Yeah, I'm just going to say they're $5.99. They're $6 for a lifetime supply of stencils.
Yeah.
And I just saw them on the website and said, we have to talk about them because, as you know, I love stencils, right? And this wasn't on our list.
Okay.
It wasn't on the list, but I walked in the door and said, what are these? And these are new Leuchtturm colors.
Yes.
These are A5s. I have ocean and lilac.
And this is olive and vanilla.
See, I'd call that yellow.
Yeah, yeah.
I would call that yellow.
I can kind of see it if you put it with, like, more of a French vanilla, maybe.
Yeah, well, first thing I thought of was, I said, we got Easter notebooks. Because that's what it looked like
to
me. So your typical Leuchtturm quality in some fun new colors.
Yep.
Even olive is nice.
Why did the old man fall in a well? Because he couldn't see that well.
You weren't here for last week's contest. You watched the podcast?
I did watch the podcast.
You saw my giant Leuchtturm?
Yes.
Where I asked for...
comments what to do with it.
Yeah, what should I do with this very large notebook. Many suggestions and many diverse suggestions. I have a very diverse list there. The most common, five people said to make a commonplace notebook. And if you're unfamiliar with a commonplace notebook, it's where you collect knowledge like poems, quotes, books, notes, song lyrics, anything you find interesting, usually in sections. So it's not like a diary. Okay. It's you, I'm going to collect poetry, and so you make a little section for it. Four people think I should write the next great American novel.
I would read that. I would read your novel.
I guess I better sit down and start writing. Joke journal was high up there on the list. Ink handprints was high up there on the list. And yes, that book is big enough for a handprint.
Yeah. You said we could almost do two.
But the cleanup is just, I don't know if I'd want to. Too many pages. Bullet journaling, currently inked pens. Now that is.
I need a bigger journal.
Well, this would last a while, but it is a problem. I'll ink a pen, and several weeks later I'll say, this is a lovely ink. What is this ink? And because it doesn't have a tag on it.
Right.
Many people said scrapbook. Many people said use it as a sketchbook. I still don't know what I'm going to do with it. But
you got to start using it.
That's the problem. As soon as you start, you have to make it has to be. This is a commitment.
You just rip out the first page.
I have done
take,
that.
Take the first page and just that. Scribble all over it and then just cut it out.
Well, Steve Moss said in the comments, one word, doodles.
Now, see, it'd be fantastic for doodles.
That'd be good.
Those cartoons you used to make?
I did make a cartoon. You own a cartoon.
I own a cartoon.
Yeah, probably the world's only. Jennifer C. said, I have nearly been cured of my notebook collecting problem, but seeing that A4 Plus has me wanting a new one. I know, that's just or these colors. Yeah, these beautiful
blue,
colors.
That blue is great. I think that blue with this, yeah, I think it's going to be.
All your needs are met right here on the Anderson Pens podcast. Jerry Darden. I'm just going to read it. My newest nephew was born at 1:09 p.m. April 7th, 2022. Awesome people are born on April 7th. I didn't make that up, but it is the truth. I think you should use the large Leuchtturm as your currently inked fountain pen, sprinkling jokes throughout.
There you are.
I don't know if I need something that large for currently inked.
Okay.
But I'm taking it under consideration. And we have a winner.
Who did?
The winner of the this time $20 gift certificate credit to your Anderson Pens account is Chad Herring, who said, good episode. I used mine, past tense, to keep my notes of a monthly meeting I attended for several years. Ooh. Doesn't sound all that fun, so you should use it to try new inks. Lots of space for handprints. Chad, write to me, eric@andersonpens.com, and we'll take care of that $20 credit to your Anderson Pens account. I have a new contest.
Great.
We're going to get back to pens for a minute. And
I like pens.
Do you like pens? Did you notice how the trim on this Twisby is rose gold?
Yep.
Did you notice that the nib is...
matches.
I say rose gold here, I mean rose gold colored. This is not actual gold that is rose gold.
No,
this is rose gold colored.
Yeah.
But the nib matches the trim on this pen. Mm-hmm. There are some pens out there where the nib color does not match the trim color.
Very few. There are some.
Few. But I have seen
them. They do exist.
I can think of one right now off the top of my head. In fact, we mentioned it last week. The new Vanishing Point LS in Stealth Black.
In matte black, yeah.
Comes with not the black nib in it.
Yeah, that's an interesting decision.
Yeah.
It's literally the only Vanishing Point I'm aware of that...
Yeah, because the other ones, all the other ones that have
trim matches nib.
Yeah, trim matches nib. So that's the question for this week. Does it matter? Does the nib always have to match the trim? I'm not sure how I feel.
Yeah.
I want to say yes.
On vintage pens, you know, often it's a gold nib, but with like nickel trim, you'll see. Not always gold, but I would say yes. For me, I think it has to.
I'm leaning towards yes, but I'm willing to see some examples of things that
would because there's real few examples.
Yeah.
You know, but
so
Sailor's 4 a.m.
To enter this $20 gift certificate contest, just let me know in the comments below whether or not, let me know if the nib must match the trim or if it doesn't matter or if you've even never even noticed
never
that.
Even considered it. Yeah.
Maybe it never crossed your mind because sometimes we're picky. We notice things that no one else is going to notice. And so that's comments in this podcast. I have a follow-up. We got a comment in the last podcast with regard to the new Vanishing Point LS. I had said it's not very good. I have one here. If I do that with my thumb to close it, I just hit the knock and it closes by itself.
Yeah.
And I had said that that doesn't make a lot of sense for a left-handed person because I can't hit the knock with my...
Yeah, because it's on the other side. You,
so we got Stimpunk said, I have the Vanishing Point LS. The retracting knob can work comfortably for lefties too. So right behind the camera, of course, our award-winning filmmaker, Justin, is a lefty. And I handed it to him, and we tried to work with it. And we have decided that you can... Let me demonstrate. When I'm using my right hand, I have to grab the pen to hit the knock with my thumb.
Yep.
So our experimentation showed that when you're writing with it with your left hand, you still have grabbed the pen, but then you just hit it with your index finger.
With your index finger.
Instead of your thumb. So I take it back. It can work for lefties, too.
That's hard to do.
Well, we're not left-handed. A left-handed person can do it quite easily, at least easier than we can do it. And I should mention that these flew out the door.
Yes.
This, I think, is the last one we have at the moment.
We've got more coming.
More are coming, and they'll be here.
Soon.
Soon.
Yeah.
You weren't here to talk about them with me.
No.
Have you seen them?
Yeah, let me. That's why I was but upset that you had it.
Finally, I saw something before you. They're currently not in Chicago?
No, not yet.
You are going to love the Burgundy.
I do love
it. It is an amazing.
Well, we sold two in the store the other day within 10 minutes of each other. So
the Burgundy is a really, really nice Burgundy.
I love that.
I don't know that it's absolutely necessary.
None of this is necessary.
You can just as easily go up and use it like a real vanishing point. This one you cannot close with.
You can't. Yeah, you have to flick it.
You have to do the turning knob.
I mean, you can.
But it is fun. I don't know why it's fun, but it is fun. Uses the same nib as all other vanishing points.
Yep.
So
it's a great pen.
Brian?
Yes.
I'm going to let you tell everyone all about what's coming soon because I don't know anything about
it. So coming soon, three new colors in Pilot cartridge ink. Light blue, pink, and orange coming out in six packs to join the rest of the line.
Are these new colors or just new to cartridges?
Light blue used to be made in cartridge. I don't know about the pink and the orange, but as far as I'm concerned, they're new. I'm interested in the orange. I think that might be an interesting looking color.
You're on an orange kick.
I'm on an orange kick, yep. After the Kaweco Sunrise Orange.
I now that you mention it, I have seen these on the website as coming soon.
Mm-hmm.
But do we know when?
Soon. They're on order. So
they're on order. Pilot. And good ink.
Yes. Yeah.
And these come in cartridges that are proprietary?
Proprietary to Pilot.
So they will only work in, for instance, a vanishing point.
That's correct.
Excellent. That's all I have this week. Do you have anything else?
I have nothing else.
Well, how about that line for you?
Thanks for joining us. Tune in next time for more talk about pens, ink, and paper.
You can check us out on social media as Anderson Pens, and I hear there is a store in Chicago.
There is a store in Chicago. Go see Lisa, the ground floor of the Palmer House Hilton, open 7 days a week.
Is there a website for that store?
Chicago.AndersonPens.com.
Excellent. Remember all those special events?
Yes.
We talked about? They're listed on the website. Please like this video and consider subscribing to this channel, and we will see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.